Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you every Wednesday. We do power rankings, our top five NFL teams. That's where we're going this week. I think it's a good week to go back to this because I don't think there's a solid top five out there. You could throw six, seven. It's like, Sam, I'm looking at him like, I don't know, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Like they're all the same. That's kind of what we're seeing right now in the National Football League. And if you look at the Super Bowl odds, oh, look, Kansas City's still number one somehow. That will probably change one way or another. Well, depends how things go against Denver. But a lot of these top teams are matching up this weekend, which makes it fun to take a look right now and see where they all stand as far as our top teams compared to Super Bowl odds and some of the other rankings that are out there. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll do some look at futures. I've got a bunch of teams that I want to discuss there. Also, player awards later on in the hour. Sam, why don't you start us off? Let's power rank your top five teams in the NFL, starting with five.
So I decided this version, I'm not doing best stories or best records. I'm doing my ratings. Five best teams. If we're playing these games on a neutral field, which teams have the highest power rating? I did put New England honorable mention. They did not make the top five, but they are climbing. It's very tough when you get through the top five. Where do you put Green Bay? Where's Baltimore? Where's Denver? Where's Philly? Where are the Patriots? Where are the Colts? These are all teams I just don't really know where to slot right now, and I honestly think I have the Eagles a little bit too low. But this is the list I have, 5-1. Online five, they are still favored over every team in the AFC that is not named Kansas City. Do I have my concerns about their D-line? Of course. But if they get their you-know-what together and they play their A-game, they're still good enough to make a playoff run. And I do think, Joe, there's a really good chance that we get to the AFC Championship and it's the 5-seed Kansas City Chiefs against the 7-seed Buffalo Bills, given just the rest of the teams of the AFC I don't believe in. So I'm going to go Buffalo with Josh Allen on line number five. They play to a high power rating. Yes, I watched the game on Sunday, but are you really going to put Denver over them? Are you really going to put Indy over them? New England over them? I'm just not there yet. I'm not there yet. So I put Buffalo on five. People aren't going to like it. Too bad. It's my list number one. And number two, they still have a high power rating. They still do. Number four, this is where things get tricky. I put Seattle. Getting healthy, finally, in the defensive secondary. This is a team that has a chance to be the number one seed in the NFC. If they beat the Rams this week, we're going to be talking about an 8-2 Seattle team with an MVP-caliber quarterback in Sam Darnold. He's not going to win it, but he's 10-1. He was 100-1 in the summer. I think this coach, Mike McDonald, has been unbelievable for them. All they do is make tackles and make plays on that side of the ball. Schematically, they are so sound, and they start getting guys back on defense now, the defense will only get better. Only one team in the NFC has allowed less points, and that's the LA Rams. And this team hasn't really been healthy yet as a whole. Not that most teams are healthy in week 9 or 10 or 11, but I think Seattle's been an impressive story. The receivers are awesome. JSN could be the OPOY, could be. And Darnold's playing at a really high level. Number three, I still think Detroit's awesome. And I still think they're a force in the postseason. Now, they do need a lot of things to break their way. Ideally, they'd like to play a lot of those games at home because this team is catered to play in the dome on the fast track. And I don't like Jared Goff potentially going outside. Like Goff going to Seattle in the winter, not going to be fun. And I would not probably make that bet on an island in a one-on-one game. But the offense is loaded. The line is great. Defensively up front, they've got Hutch. Those guys are getting into the groove. And I do think Dan Campbell is pushing a lot of the right buttons this year. The team plays hard. The team believes they can win. And look, a lot of teams lose in this league. Bills lost to Miami. Lions lost to the Vikings, right? It just happens. In the postseason, I trust the Lions. I didn't do it last year, but I do this year. Number two, I can't put a 5-4 team number one. I just can't. Kansas City, put them on line number two. Now, their schedule gets so easy. Let's assume that they win this game against Denver on Sunday as a 4-point favorite. Then they're 6-4, and then look at the schedule. I mean, they could rip off 5 out of 6, and we could be looking up, and it's like, oh, man, there's the Chiefs, number one seed. Not impossible that they win, beat Denver, knock them down a peg, win a division for the 8th time in a row with Mahomes, and then coast into another AFC championship. High power rating, healthy offense. I'm worried about the pass rush. I think that's their biggest issue right now, getting to the quarterback, and we'll see how that plays out in the postseason. But the secondary is really good. You have Reed and Spags. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football. So, yeah, let's put Kansas City on line two. And then number one right now, as of late, I've got this team power rated number one. Their ability to gang tackle the football, get to the quarterback, pressure the pocket on defense. You would never think that this team lost a guy like Aaron Donald last year. You would never think it. A team loses a guy like Aaron Donald, it takes years to recover. Not the LA Rams. Their defense is somehow better than it was last year and better than it was the year before when they had Aaron Donald. Make that make sense. They're just very good. They draft well. They develop well. Extremely well coached on that side of the ball. And then you've got McVay and Stafford. Let's give the O-line some credit too. Stafford's not getting touched. Now, I think there's a directive there to get the ball out quick because we know about the back. We talked about it all summer. Hasn't even been an issue, Joe, in the regular season. Haven't even talked about Matthew Stafford's back since the season started. Now, you hope that that stays true and you hope that they can keep him upright. But with those receivers and those running backs and that quarterback, the protection, the schematics, getting the ball to the guys that count and letting them do their thing, this team is so well coached. And I have the LA Rams right now as the number one team in the NFL.
How close are you to put the Colts in?
Not
at all.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. The international game, was that a good thing or a bad thing? Yes, they won, but they needed a lot of things to go their way in the end. And it does get home. All right. Very good. I'm going with, I'm going to start at number five. And that's where I'm going to put Indy. Last time we did this, I did not put Indy in my top five. I have them just barely getting in. What Jonathan Taylor is doing carrying that team right now. We have seen not the great Daniel Jones, but that was a week or so ago. And I think a lot of people are still holding that against him and thinking that's what we're going to see more of in the second half. Questions about the defense, but that's why they went out and added Sauce Gardner. And I think in the second half, you're going to get a Sauce Gardner closer to the elite level, that kind of a player. And this offense is right near the top. So I'm going to put the Colts in my top five. Colts are number five overall. Number four, a team that I did not see on your list, and maybe it's recency bias, but it's a decent sample. We shouldn't judge the Ravens based on what they did with without Lamar. And early on, remember, the defense was injured when they were getting gashed consistently. First five games of the year, they're giving up 35 points per game. That's not who the Baltimore Ravens are, and they weren't turning the ball over on that side of the ball. Has anybody noticed in the last four games, they're giving up 11 points per game? This is much closer to the Ravens team that we were expecting coming into the season. The Ravens, even though they're on the outside looking in the playoff right now, I've got them number four as far as my power rankings. Number three, that's where I put Kansas City. I know the four losses, a lot of people say you can't put them in your top five. Sam, you don't buy that. And you look at the Super Bowl odds, they're still the favorite. I'm putting them at number three. Sam has them at number two. Number two is your number one. I'm going with the LA Rams. And these teams at the very top, what you're going to notice is that they are extremely balanced, both offense and defense. They're among the top 10, and there's not a lot of teams that are better. Not one glaring weakness on the team, even though, you know, Seattle, LA Rams each have two losses. Double that up for Kansas City, but let's see what they end up with at the end of the year. So I put the Rams at number two. Stafford is on a tear. They haven't played tough teams lately, but we know how good the Rams are. And number one, I know this is insane. It's insane because you would never thought this would be the case coming into the season. What do the Seahawks do poorly? What is their weakness? And it's week after week, as the sample gets larger and larger, they find ways to impress even more. They look unbeatable when they're playing on the road. They've been the best road team in the NFL. Oh, well, they're not as good at home. What'd they do this past week at home? It was over. Their last couple of games have been over in the second quarter, and it wasn't even a conversation. That's how dominant Seattle is. Number one DVOA, number one net yards per play, number two point differential in the league. Now Darnold's an MVP conversation, as he should be. So I'm going Seattle 1. Seattle 1, LA Rams 2, KC 3, Baltimore 4, Indy 5. I didn't get Detroit in there. I have some questions about them moving forward, but we'll see. But they were very close. If there was a 6, I'd put Detroit in there.
Seattle, the team that got away from BetSweats.
You know what's so sick? Now I'm at a point every week that if I'm not betting on them, I want them to lose, and they won't lose. And it's over in the first quarter. Do you find yourself rooting against them just for peace of mind?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not really.
I am. I'm a hater, though. I hate people.
It's
hate
okay.
Teams. But they're my one. I think they're the
of
best
all
team.
Of all the bets we've made over the years together, of all the dumb things we've done,
they're going
to
win the Super
we
Bowl.
We could not get there on Seattle at 30-1 to win the NFC. The one that got away, for sure.
And we didn't have a reason. We both loved them. Just didn't make the bet.
No reason. I wrote it in red Sharpie. Seattle. You said
what'd you do
Seattle
with that post-it?
Is dangerous. It's gone. I don't know where it's at. It's gone.
You shredded it. Maybe a couple weeks
ago.
I don't know.
Like, maybe I just picked it up drunk one day and threw it out. That's probably what happened. I don't know where it's at. I mean, that's very likely. Actually, I probably came home from the bar, saw the Seattle post-it, looked at my 49ers seed ticket. Yeah, I'm like, well, let me see my bets. Let me see my futures. Oh, Toledo over and San Francisco to win the NFC. And I probably just crumbled it up and ate it. That's probably what happened.
Probably. Where do you have Baltimore?
7.
Are they close?
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, pretty close.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patriots right 6, Ravens 7, Eagles 8.
You really think Kansas City's – do you have them highest in the AFC? I forgot now at the top.
I've got Rams them 2 one. Overall. Yeah. Yeah, Rams okay. 1, Chiefs yep. 2.
Yeah. Sunday's going to be so interesting. And we'll talk about this with futures and the AFC West numbers, but I can't wait for that game. Among all of these games, that's the one I can't wait for. And you know – the number is going to be hanging in the balance in the last minute of the game. It's going to be, are they going to win and cover, or are we going to have a surprise? I could see anything happening in the game. But just perfect NFL would be the Denver team that we saw last Thursday. They come out, then they beat the Chiefs the following game.
Are we going to be heads up on Sunday? Am I laying the 3 with the Rams? Actually, I can lay 2.5 now at a couple places. Am I going to lay 2.5 and you're going to take 3 on Seattle?
I'm getting 3.
Yeah, you can get 3 right now. BetMGM's got 3 minus 110.
Yeah, probably. But look, I put these two teams as 1 and 2. But yeah, I'm going to be on Seattle at 3.
Yeah, I think I'm going to lay 2.5. We rarely fight. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad rarely fight. And I feel like we're going to be fighting about this one Sunday.
Yep. Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's 3 everywhere. It was 2.5 the other day. See any 2.5s out there right now? Or you're expecting that to get
Green
there?
Book has 2.5 minus 120.
Okay. That's the only one, huh?
Looks like it. I thought that was a 2.5, but that just moved to 3 as well. So, yeah, we're 3 basically everywhere.
Wow. Okay. I think that'll come down a little bit. I think there'll be a lot of Seattle. Unless the room is there, we won't be fighting. If the room is on Seattle plus 3, I'll be long gone.
Yeah, the room isn't as bad as
but a public
it is in
dog
college,
one.
A public dog Seattle. But again, just because Seattle loses at the Rams doesn't mean that they're not a legit team. We've talked about their DVOA. Aaron Schatz brought it up the other day on Gil's show. They have the 4th highest DVOA through 10 weeks of all time.
I can't believe it. It's unbelievable.
Right. And Minnesota let Darnold walk to let J.J. McCarthy fly.
Uh-huh. He ain't flying.
No.
He's like flailing. He just got stepped on the street. Yeah, it's not looking good. All right, NFL futures. We'll talk about some of those divisions that we just mentioned, NFC West, AFC West in particular. Also awards later on this hour right here on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.